This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about 8 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are from the Juno Ghostlight Theater to talk about a Shakespeare celebration this March 7th, Saturday or Sunday, Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Egan Library. Heather Laverne is the Juno Ghostlight president. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. And Kate Ross is a board member at large.
Yep.
Nice
Hi.
To have you here, Kate.
Thank you.
If people don't know what the Juno Ghostlight Theater is, Heather, how would you describe it?
Juno Ghostlight Theater is Juno's community theater. We've been in Juno since 1961. We recently had a name change last year. We used to be called Juno Douglas Little Theater, but now we are Juno Ghostlight Theater. And we put on one full-length play a year, and we try to do a lot of events throughout the year to give people opportunities to get up on stage.
All right, Kate, I understand you are sort of coordinating this weekend's Shakespeare celebration. Is that right?
Yeah, I am indeed.
How was it inspired?
I've always been a huge Shakespeare nerd. Some of the earliest acting I ever did was through Perseverance Theater's old Young Shakespeare Training Company. That's what it used to be called. Anyway, so I've just loved Shakespeare for forever. And JDLT, Juno Douglas Little Theater, as we used to be called, used to do a Shakespeare monologue competition. And we have not done that in a couple of years, but I decided it was time to bring back something Shakespeare related.
Can you take us back to the moment? Was there a moment when you just knew you loved Shakespeare? Because it seems like some people just, they either really love it or don't get it.
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, a large part of it has always been the music of the language. When I was in that Young Shakespeare Training Company program, I think I was 10 when I first started, and that was headed up by Anita Maynard Losh, and we learned how to scan verse and all about iambic pentameter and iambs and trochees and spondees and all that delicious stuff. So I got really into the music of it.
Okay. Heather, are you a Shakespeare fan?
I am a fan of Shakespeare, yes.
What is it about it that you like?
I love the wordplay and just the insults that come along with it. I mean, he made up these beautiful words that we use today. We don't even realize he made them up. And he just has so much fun with language, and you don't see that in most writing these days. So, yeah, it's just really fun to read, but it's so much fun to see performed.
All right. In a minute, I'm going to ask you what your favorite Shakespearean word is, okay?
Okay.
We learned hibernacula earlier with
Ooh.
Wildlife Wednesday. Places where things hibernate, hibernacula.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. Kate, what can we expect on Saturday?
So the event on Saturday is going to be a mix of professional actors from the community, definitely some familiar faces. We've got Enrique Bravo back in town. Brita Fagerstrom is also going to be performing, and they are both in Perseverance's production of Fun Home this spring. I am as well, so roping them into this. We're also going to see Joshua Midget, Lily Odekirk, and Tai Yamaoka. So some professional, familiar, local favorites. And then we're also going to have community members signing up to do pieces as well and participate in some games.
And this is in the Egan Library.
Mm-hmm.
What's the set going to look like, or the setting?
No set. We're just having a spare stage, much like Shakespeare used to actually be performed in the olden days.
And how long do you think pieces will be on average?
They're really only going to be a couple minutes each. Most of the performers are doing sonnets or monologues that are on the shorter side. We do have one scene being performed. We are going to have a couple of games as well that will be a little bit longer, including a blind sonnet read that anybody that comes to the event can sign up for. And it's just pulling a sonnet out of a hat and reading it for the first time ever.
Fun, fun, fun. All right, Heather, have you come up with your word that you'd like to share with us?
Bump.
Bump.
I love it.
B-U-M-P.
Just like it. Another one, actually. I was in a production of The Taming of the Shrew when I was in high school, and there were quite a few moments in the show when characters got to declare the word fie, which I love that word because it's a great replacement for swear words if you're not, you know, in an environment where you can say them. And when I lived in Chicago, I used to get interrupted a lot by the L train that would go overhead and it was so loud, I'd be talking to my friends and all of a sudden the L would come and I would always just raise my fist and yell, "Fi!" So that kind of is a good one.
And is bump used just like we would think of it being
yes,
used?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Bump in the night.
For the Shakespeare skeptic, Kate, how would you describe, how would you convince them to come on Saturday?
Really to anyone, I think just keeping an open mind about it. We wanted to bring the event to the Egan Library to have that, well, just the beautiful high ceilings and just the windows and all of that, but to be surrounded by all these books. But I want everyone to remember that Shakespeare is not stuffy and is not meant to be read in books. It's meant to be seen and to be performed and heard and listened to and experienced. And so if you've never really seen much Shakespeare or had an opportunity to perform it or read any of it out loud yourself, I think this is the perfect opportunity for that, to really hear it come to life.
All right. And Heather, can you give us the details once more, please?
Yes. So it is this Saturday. It's a Shakespeare celebration. Egan Library at 7 p.m. Doors are going to open at 6:30, and you can sign up to read. You can sign up to play games. And all of the proceeds are going to go toward our fall production of Puffs by Matt Cox.
All right. Heather Laverne, Kate Ross of the Juno Ghostlight Theater. See them this Saturday at UAS at the Egan Library, 7 p.m. Is there a cost for admission?
Yeah, it is $10 at the door. Free for students, though, so any students at all. And so we do always like to say that it's $10 at the door, but that is a suggested donation. We never turn anyone away for not being able to pay. So $10 or pay what you can.
All right. Thank you both so much for coming on the show. And thank you all for listening to Juno Afternoon. Support for the show comes from Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee, and listeners like you.